Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
To Protect and to Serve by Liz Brown Hanlett, California, USA. I live in California and do a lot of driving on the San Francisco Bay Area freeways. Often I see local police cars or those of the California Highway Patrol, CHP, zooming past. Sometimes they are parked by the side of the road where they've pulled over a motorist. Sometimes they're assisting at an accident scene. When I see this, I try to remind myself that the police are meant to help people, enforce the laws, and try to keep the public safe. Perhaps because I'm white and middle class and drive a decent-looking car, I rarely have been subjected to a traffic stop. Yet I often feel fear in the pit of my stomach when I see the flashing lights of a police car in my rearview mirror. In August of 2011, I was headed home to visit Mom, who lives in Sacramento. Driving south down Highway 880, I noticed flashing lights in my rearview mirror. A CHP car was coming up fast on the right, lights and sirens going. I slowed down, as did all the cars around me, to about 50 miles per hour. The CHP officer drove up to just ahead of the pack of cars I was in. Then he did the most extraordinary thing. From the right lane of the highway, he began to zigzag back and forth across all four lanes. He was going around 60 miles per hour to start with, lights flashing. He repeated this maneuver around 10 times, slowing down slightly each time crossing the four lanes. This effectively slowed the entire pack of cars until we were all moving at 20 miles per hour or less. He maintained about a 50-yard lead on the pack, and everyone around me carefully kept that distance. Every car in the pack following him stopped when he stopped in one lane, got out of the car, grabbed a big piece of shredded retread from a semi-truck's tire, and threw it safely onto the edge of the highway. He got back in his car, door still open, and drove over to the next piece of retread in the next lane, which was small enough that he bent over, picked it up while still seated, and threw it into the driver's side of his car. He repeated this, moving from piece to piece until the hazard was completely cleared. We continued to follow him very slowly. This entire incident took 10 minutes. In today's world, it's hard to keep faith that we're here to take care of each other. It's so easy to let cynicism take root. To the CHP officer, thank you for plunging in to do what had to be done to keep our highways and drivers safer. Thank you for my moment of renewed faith in humanity.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.